感谢神，今天我可以在这里分享我的见证。
Thank you, God, that I can be here and share my testimony.
我是2014年来到我们这个教会的。
I came here, in 2014.
我来教会大概没有几个月，我的精神就出了状况。
I've been only at the church for a few months, and I have some mental problems.
我思想开始很负面。
My thoughts became very negative.
因为我之前看了很多关于不好对我就是思想很不好的影响的信息。
I saw many messages that were impacting me negatively.
后来，之后因为我的思想负面，我就没办法正常的去读圣经。
Because my thoughts were so negative, I could not read my Bible.
我去参加主律，还有我去小组查经的时候，我遇到一些比较严厉的经文，我就控制不住自己。
When I read some verses that were very strict, harsh, then I could not control myself.
因为我看了太多，以前看了很多关于异端，还有关于地狱与天堂那些信息在我的脑海里面。
I saw many cultic messages and also things about heaven and hell.
因为我里面有太多的惧怕，所以。
I have so much fear in me.
有记得有几次圣母有讲到重生。
I remember at one time Pastor Felicia talked about being born again.
我的思想就陷进去了。
And I thought about this.
我就开始问我自己，我有没有重生。
I started to ask myself, am I born again?
那时我的思想里面全是惧怕、害怕。
But all the thoughts I had was fear.
我想到的都是不好的信息、负面的。
All the thoughts I had was negative.
像以前我看过天堂地狱里面的画面。
It's like I saw images of heaven and hell.
我看到地狱里面那些人的痛苦。
I saw the images of those suffering in hell.
那时我整个思想里面都是想象我在地狱里面的处境。
And I thought about myself being in hell.
我很努力的想把我的思想往正面的方向想。
I tried to think positively.
但是我做不到。
But I couldn't do it.
我试着，我想我在天堂的样子。
I tried to imagine myself in heaven.
但是我没办法让我那个负面的情绪胜过那个正面的。
My positive thoughts could not overcome my negative thoughts.
我曾经想过离开教会。
I thought about leaving the church.
因为我在读圣经的时候，我的思想里面都是跟神的话对着干。
Because I thought about when I read my Bible, I kept going against the word of God.
所以我里面充满了惧怕。
I had a lot of fear in me.
我里面没有平安。
I had no peace.
我心想。如果我不读这些圣经的话语，
I thought to myself, if I don't read the words in the Bible,
我就不会与神跟神的话语对着干的这种状况。
I would not keep going against the word of God.
我就不会受这些苦。
I would not suffer.
但是我知道我不能离开教会。
But I know in my heart I could not leave church.
所以我继续就是时而好时而坏的来参加教会还有主律小组查经。
So sometimes in good condition, bad condition, I kept coming anyway.
很多次我都是带着恐惧的心来的。
And many times I came with fear.
因为里面充满了害怕。
I was filled with fear.
但是我还是来了。
But I came anyway.
尤其是在小组查经的时候。
Especially when we were having Bible study in my small group.
我承受不住的时候，
When I couldn't handle it anymore.
我就会叫姐妹们来为我祷告。
I asked sisters to pray for me.
因为我真的受不住了。
Because I couldn't bear it anymore.
但是后来祷告一下我就好了。
Then I prayed and I've gotten better.
感谢神。
Thank you, God.
就是这样，我这样时好时坏的来亲近神。
It's like this, up and down, up and down. I came to God.
曾经有个姐妹就讲了一句话。
One time, a sister said.
她说很奇怪哦。
Very weird.
哎，你这么害怕。
Very interesting that you have fear.
你还可以来亲近神。
You still approach God anyway.
一般人不是因为知道神爱他。
Normal people knows that God loves them.
所以他们才来亲近神的吗？
So they will come and approach God.
我心里没有话回答。
I didn't know what to say.
因为我真的，我知道他说的是真的。
I know what he said was true.
但是我就处在那个光景。
But I was in those circumstances.
感谢神。
Thank you, God.
在今年我可以很正常的来读圣经了。
This year I can start to read the Bible normally.
我读圣经，我看到旧约，以前我都是很害怕。
When I read the Old Testament, I was filled with fear.
但是今年在旧约里面，我看到了全是神的爱。
I saw in the Old Testament all the love of God.
感谢上帝。
Thank you, God.
我现在就是说休息的时候，我在家里。静静的听着一边亲近神的音乐。
So when I sit at home alone, I would listen to the music that would help me come to God.
我都很享受。
I enjoy it very much.
我觉得我以前很多想要的很多的问题已经不再是那么重要了。
The problems, the issues I had weren't issues anymore.
因为我有太多的想法了。
Because I have so many thoughts.
所以。感谢神，因为现在我知道神爱我。
Thank God, I know God loves me now.
神常常就是说，常常来用诗歌来吸引我。
God always uses songs to attract me.
所以谢谢主，我今天可以在这里来分享，感谢耶稣。
Thank God, I can be sharing my testimony here. Thank you.
感谢主哈，今年是他第一次把圣经读完一遍，再给他一个掌声好不好？阿门，感谢主。
啊，兄弟姐妹好。
啊，peace to you, brothers and sisters。
我感谢师母今天可以给我机会讲我的见证。
Thank you, Pastor Felicia, for allowing me to share my testimony.
我的见证是发生在今年三月。
My testimony has to do with this year, March of this year.
我从台湾回来的时候，我从台湾回来。
I came back from Taiwan.
我原先带小孩的老板。
The family that I babysit for.
他突然对我说。
Suddenly said to me.
他们五月份要回上海。
This May they will go back to Shanghai.
然后回来以后，他们就不需要我帮他们了。
When they come back, they won't need my help anymore.
当时我问他们能不能到年底。
I asked them, can I stay until end of this year?
但他们说他们已经决定了。
They have made their decision.
我就说好吧。
I said fine.
那我前面的道路怎么走呢？
Where do I go from here then? I asked myself.
我想去申请老人公寓吧。
I go apply for some federal help for old people?
自己一个人住。
I live by myself.
比较自由。
Had more, will give me more freedom.
想干嘛就干嘛嘛。
I want to do anything I want, right?
不想捣乱他们，我儿子他们家的生活方式。
I don't want to interfere with my son's family life, so she doesn't have time. I asked Sammy.
他们的老人活动中心。
Their senior living center.
他说周六有开门。
They have activity. They are open on Saturday.
那我儿子就带我去。
My son dropped me off.
问了他的经理。
And asked their managers over there.
他的经理说。
And their manager said.
申请老人公寓要等两年呢。
You have to wait 2 years to be living in this senior living center.
那怎么办呢？
So what do I do?
要不然我就出去玩一玩吧。
So why should I just go out and have fun?
当时林说他们孩子放假时，他们要去加拿大。
Then, they said her family will go, once they're on break, they will go to Canada to have fun for vacation.
对，我问他可不可以跟他们一起去呢？
And I asked if I can join them.
Lin 说他要问他的先生。
Lin said, I have to ask my husband.
当他要买机票的时候，
When she was about to buy the ticket,
Lin 对我说他们的新房子没有什么家具。
Their new house doesn't have many furnitures.
不方便我去。
It's not convenient for myself to come.
那怎么办？
What do I do?
我还是找工作吧。
Let me go find a job.
可是我已经七十多岁了。
But I'm only 70 plus years old.
会有人要请我吗？
Would someone want to hire me?
我心里就很愁烦。
I was very burdened.
当时我心烦的时候，
When I'm stressed,
我就会去听一些新，就去听诗歌。
I would go listen to Christian music.
还有当我听到一首诗歌，
I heard a song.
歌名是有一天。
Said, the song, the title of the song is One Day.
歌中唱的，有一天你真 好吧，有一天你若真的想放弃。
One day, if you decide to give up.
有一天。
One day.
你若觉得没人爱你。
If you feel like nobody loves you.
哪一天。
That day,
不要忘记有人爱你。
Don't forget there's someone loves you.
哪一天？
That day,
你不要轻易说放弃。
Don't easily give up.
这个世界，
This world,
真有一位上帝。
Really has God.
他爱你。
That He loves you.
他愿意帮助你。
He's willing to help you.
这是我知道的。
This is what I know.
主借着这首诗歌，
God through this song,
对我说话，
said to me, spoke to me,
他一定会帮助我。
God will definitely help me.
那我就把重担交给他吧。
I cast my burden onto him.
三月底的时候，
so end of March,
我就问了凤娇姐妹，
I asked Feng Jiao, Sister Feng Jiao.
是否有人要请住家保姆？
Is someone hiring for babysitter?
是照顾老人家的。
That takes care of old senior folks.
我也问他，
I asked,
我也问他，我这个年龄有人要吗？
Would someone take a person like me, who's old?
过了两个星期，
after 2 weeks,
凤娇姐妹告诉我，
Sister 凤娇 said,
连珠姐妹需要马上请人照顾她的爸爸。
Sister 连珠 needs someone immediately to take care of her father.
因为原先照顾的人，
because the one that previously was taking care of him,
他要回大陆。
It needs to go back to China.
连机票都买好了。
Bought the plane ticket already.
是四月十五号。
April 15th.
那个时候我还在以前的老板那里工作。
I was still working at my former boss's place.
我就跟我老板说了。
I said to my boss,
老板对我说没关系。
My boss says it's fine.
你有工作就去吧。
If you have a job, then go.
所以4月15号我就去了美那个莲珠姐妹家。
So starting from April 15th, I went to Sister Lian Zhu's place.
照顾她的爸爸。
Take care of his father, her father.
到现在已经有几个月了。
Now has been a few months now.
而且做得很开心。
I had fun taking care of him.
当时如果另我跟林去了加拿大。
If I went with Ling to Canada,
这个机会就错过了。
I would miss out this opportunity.
是的，这个机会就错过了。这一切都是主所安排的。
All this has been planned out by God.
我的一切都在。是的，我的一切，我的一生都在主的手中。
All my life is in the hands of God.
主是多么的爱我。
God loves me so much.
主也把他的爱也浇灌在我儿子的家里。
God has given his love to my son's family.
还有我相信。
And I believe.
主也把他的爱浇灌在我们的。弟兄姐妹身上。
Has poured out love among our brothers and sisters.
好，最后我祝大家。
I want to wish everyone.
圣诞节快乐。
Merry Christmas.
还有，新年快乐。
Happy New Year.
谢谢。
Thank you.
感谢主。
Thank God.
大家好。
Hello, everyone.
我想跟大家分享一下神在今年为我做了一件很大的事。
I want to share with you a big thing that God has done in my life.
我这个人呢不太会祷告。
I don't really know how to pray.
所以我经常借着诗歌来敬拜神。
I use songs to worship God.
因为那个诗歌都有歌词，然后再加上这个音乐。
Songs has lyrics and music.
所以很容易把我带到神的同在里。
It's easy to bring me in the presence of God.
但是在敬拜的时候，我有一个问题。
When I worship God, I have one problem.
我不知道大家有没有这样子的问题。当我
I'm not sure if you have this issue.
当我唱耶稣我爱你。
When I sing Yes, Jesus, I love you.
神啊，我爱你。
God, I love you.
我不知道为什么我唱不出来。
I don't know why I cannot sing this out loud.
我突然觉得我心里。里面没有爱。
I feel like I don't have love in me.
如果我真的用嘴巴唱出我爱你的时候，
If I use my voice to say I love you,
我觉得我很虚假。
I feel like very fake.
我不知道你们有听过那个约书亚，他们唱的诗歌，最后那个副歌就是 I love you, I love you, I love you, 十几个 I love you.
There's a band called Joshua Band. There's a song that ends with I love you, I love you, I love you.
然后唱到这个时候，我说：“拜托，不要再唱了。”
And I said to myself, "Please stop singing this."
我说：“哪那么多爱呀、啊？我真的没有哎。”
Is there that much love?
所以我试着用挤的方法，从我里面挤出这个爱来。
And I tried to squeeze the love out of myself.
但是这个爱对神的那种真实的爱，我觉得我缺乏。
But the sincere love that I had for God was I really lacking this.
但是这种敬拜式的这个障碍啊，在今年夏天的时候，神把我挪去了。
But this obstacle that I had in worshiping God, God in this summer removed it.
真的是感谢神。
I'm really thankful to God.
我就今年七八月的时候。
In this year, July and August.
我的生活有很多挑战。
There's many challenges in my life.
那个时候工作也忙。
I was very busy in my job.
有很多的这种杂七杂八的事。
Many little things popping up.
那最挑战我的就是，可能有些姐妹们知道，我的车子整整修了两个月。
My car, what's most challenging is my car took 2 months to fix.
今天修完好了这里，明天那里又坏了。
Fix one place and the other part breaks.
我那个时候就是很下沉。
I was very depressed.
然后就是有那种挫败感。
I felt failed. I felt being like a failure.
然后满脑子都是负面的。
Very negative.
啊，弟兄姐妹们，当你们这个苦闷下沉的时候，要做什么
？Brothers and sisters, what do you do when you're depressed?
不用想就知道，对不对？要做什么呢
？What do you need to do?
就是要祷告，寻求神，读经，对不对
？Pray, seek God, read the Bible, right?
我的理性上说是的，要去祷告读经。
My mind tells me I need to go read the Bible.
但是我真的那个时候做不出来。
But I couldn't do it.
我记得那时候我坐在床上。
I remember sitting on my bed.
圣经就在我伸手可及的地方。
The Bible's within my grasp.
我看了一眼圣经。
I saw Bible for a little bit.
然后我就回过头跟神坦白地说。
And I said to God bluntly.
我说主啊，我现在很下沉。
God, I felt very depressed.
我记得那时候我在读旧约。
I remember I was reading the Old Testament.
你知道旧约写的都是神对以色列悖逆的惩罚哈，然后一些大道理。
I was talking about God's punishment for the Israelites.
我说神呐，我不要这些。
And I said to God, I don't want to hear these.
我现在想做一件事情。
There's only one thing I want to do.
就是我想看韩剧。
I want to look at Korean drama.
就是韩国连续剧。
I want to watch Korean dramas.
因为我懂韩文哈。
Because I know Korean.
它里面的一些对话，这个台词蛮幽默的。
The Korean drama is actually pretty funny.
然后我那个时候想
，And I thought to myself，
我也认为
，I know，
我看韩剧比读经会让我开心。
I felt like watching Korean drama would make me happy rather than reading my Bible.
所以我就不加考虑的。
So that I
不加考虑，没有考虑的。
So I disregard thinking about this.
我就拿起我的 iPad.
And I took out my iPad.
看了几天的韩剧。
And watch a few Korean drama.
我想说，我暂时把我的注意力放在别人，就是不相关的人的那个舞台，他的人生。
If I put my attention on somebody else's life.
那我。暂时可以忘却我的烦恼。
I can temporarily forget my pain.
所以我记得那个时候那几天晚上。
I remember for those few nights.
我是有暂时的一些轻松感。
I felt a temporary release.
当我合上 iPad 的时候。
When I closed turned my iPad off.
我的心情继续下沉。
I felt depressed still.
那就是我当时的光景。
And that was my circumstance.
记得这件事情发生没多久。
I remember not long after this.
神在我心里面做了一件很奇妙的事。
God did something amazing in my heart.
那是在一个敬拜当中。
It's during one of the worship.
神就很奇妙地用他的喜乐就浇灌下来。
God uses pour out His joy upon me.
我顿时中，我里面有一种喜乐的泉源涌流出来。
Suddenly there were streams of joy coming out of me.
我经历过从来没有的那种甘甜。
I tasted something sweet that I've never tasted before.
就是那个很甜。
It's very sweet.
不知道你们有没有经历过
？I'm not sure if you tasted this before.
然后我记得那个时候，我的脸上挂着笑容。
That my face had a smile on me.
我说怎么搞的？我想闭上嘴，合不起来。
I wanted to close my mouth and not smile, but I couldn't.
然后我又听到有人在我耳边哈哈大笑。
And I heard people laughing around me.
结果发现那是我在笑。
And I didn't realize it was actually me that was laughing.
我也不知道为什么。
I didn't know why.
就是很开心。
I felt very joyful.
就是想笑。
I just wanted to laugh.
那时候我经历到。
At that time, I experienced.
我们这位神啊
，this God that we have.
他不只是创造的神。
Not only He created.
他不是我们所谓的荣耀圣洁的神。
Not just glorious.
他是一位非常喜乐的神。
He's also a very joyful God.
他的喜乐影响我。
His joy impacted me.
让我里面有一种满足。
Gave me a sense of fulfillment.
我也说不上来。
And I couldn't describe to you.
所以我经历到
I experienced.
神给我的喜乐
God gave the joy that God has given me.
远远的大过超过
It's overwhelming.
韩剧给我的暂时的快乐
It's over the joy that I get from watching Korean drama.
然后在那个同时
，At the same time，
神用一种超自然，我可以超自然的一种方式。
God used a supernatural way。
就用他的爱
，Use his love，
就充满在我的里面
，Fill me with his love。
那种感觉我也形容不出来。
That feeling I cannot describe to you。
可能这样了解。
Maybe John knows。
因为就好像我那个感觉，就是我好像跟我在这个世界上最爱慕、最仰慕的人在一起，我们面对面。
It's like being face to face with the one that you love the most。
然后又像一个爸爸很喜悦他的孩子。
It's like a dad really enjoys having his son。
然后把这个孩子抱起来。
To carry his son。
对他笑。
And to smile at his son。
然后也逗他笑。
And make him laugh。
对，我觉得那个感觉是我从来没有经历过的。
This kind of feeling I've never had before。
我真的是很难形容。回到当时，我就是那个感觉，就是说神很爱我。
And the feeling that I have is God loves me。
不是圣经上别人跟你讲说神爱你。
It's not just in the Bible, not just people telling you that God loves you。
他真的很爱我。
But God really loves me。
而且喜悦我。
And really takes pleasure in me。
而且对我全然的接纳。
Is completely accepting of me。
绝对的接纳。
Completely accepting。
没有怀疑。
No doubt。
像我这样子，曾经为了想让我笑，我竟然能看韩剧，然后不读神的话语。
To people like me, that in order to get myself to be happy, I will watch Korean drama.
那个时候
，That time，
我不仅里面感到喜乐，充满爱。
I felt joy and love in me.
神爱用他的话语。
God used His words.
我忘记是哪一些，我忘记了。
I forgot which verse.
让我觉得我对他很渴慕，很渴慕。
It's made me very thirsty for Him.
我终于明白。
I finally understood. I finally understood.
当时就是之前我唱不出我爱你。
I finally understood why I couldn't sing I love you before.
因为我没有完全领受我们神的爱。
Because I have not fully received the love of God.
就像前几次师母讲过
，Like what Pastor Felicia said multiple times，
有人问师母说，怎么样去更多的爱神
？How do we love God more？
真的是我们的爱是从神而来。
Our love comes from God。
每个人都喜欢爱自己，正确的爱自己。
Everyone loves to love themselves。
爱别人。
To love others。
爱神。
I love God。
但是我们真的是要敞开心门，寻求神的爱。
We need to open up our hearts and seek the love of God.
当你里面有爱，
When you have love in you,
你才能爱别人。
Then you can love others.
因为我们人的爱是有限的。
Because our love in humans are very limited.
而且就是有的时候要看你当时的情绪、心情。
And it also depends on the emotion you have at that time.
你还要去看你爱的对象是什么人。
Also, you need to see the audience of your love.
所以我那时候真实的觉得，我面对这样子爱我的神。
I really felt to face a God who loves me.
不能不说我爱你。
It's hard for you not to say I love you back.
从此以后，我就很容易的在敬拜当中能够对他讲说：“耶稣啊，我爱你，爱你，爱你。”
From that moment on, it's easier for me to say I love you, God. I love you, God.
啊，如果以前我听到我这样讲，我就有的鸡皮疙瘩都出来了。但是现在我觉得很自然。
I felt very natural right now to say this.
没有做作。
It's not fake.
也不牵强。
It's not forcing myself.
也不虚假。
It's not fake.
这是那种对神爱你的那种回应。
It's a natural response to the love of God.
所以我觉得我那个时候从一个对神唱不出我爱你。
From the moment the person that I could not really sing I love you.
一直到我能够很自然敞开心门的唱我爱你的时候。
To currently, I can naturally, freely say, I love you, God.
我深深的感觉到。
I really felt.
这一切。
That all these
都是神亲自坐在我里面的。
It's what God personally has done in my life.
我什么都没做。
I did not do anything.
我也不是用我的知识、用我的头脑、用我的努力去换来的。
It's not using my mind, my effort, my might, nothing to trade this.
我真的很感谢神的恩典。
I'm really thankful for God's mercy.
一切荣耀都归给神。
Give God all the glory.
祝你们圣诞快乐。
Wish you guys Merry Christmas.
谢谢。
Thank you.
弟兄姐妹，这个圣诞节平安。
peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我做一个见证，还没有满两个月哈，所以还是这个我都记忆深刻。今年那个这个十月底，我十月底生日哈。
My birthday is in October.
然后我十月生日前一天，我就在家里。
One day before my birthday.
想到这个生日要我女儿送我礼物啊，要去吃饭啊。
My daughter gave me presents. I would go out to eat.
要去拜访朋友，吃很多大餐啊！
I would visit my friends and they would treat me well.
然后像我常常出差，一个教会免费的很多大餐。
And when I go on business trip, I would have free meals.
就有一天，就是前一天12月28号。
On December 28th.
我在家里吃中饭的时候。
During a lunch.
我老婆也没弄，怎么弄一个蛋饼啊
？My wife used a egg omelet.
结果我这样一咬，就 bang 一声。
When I bit into it, bang one sound.
不是蛋饼的声音，是我牙齿的声音。
It's the sound of my teeth.
结果突然呢，这个牙齿就开始就很奇怪的感觉，好像你牙齿被拔掉一样。
It's like my teeth were ripped off from me.
然后赶快冲到这个浴室去看了。
Then I went to bathroom.
因为发现牙齿，因为我牙齿外面都是牙套套起来的。
I have braces outside of my teeth.
中间四颗牙齿。
I have four teeth.
那所以说这个牙齿哦是应该是断在里面。所以就开始很痛，可是外面看起来很好，因为是牙套套起来。
My teeth look good on the outside, but it's actually snapped on the inside.
所以接下来没有多久就开始很痛，整个牙床上面就很痛很痛。
And in my gum, it felt a lot of pain in my mouth.
所以那几天呢，就开始不大能吃东西，我大概就找一些吃软饭。
I could only eat soft food.
稀饭，我们老婆弄稀饭给我吃。
Like rice porridge.
然后就在那一天呢，这个。其实我说那天第二天是我生日。
The second day was my birthday.
所以第二天我生日，我就坐在那个这个电脑前面，我就心情很低落。
I was very depressed and I was sitting in front of my computer.
我就说神啊，这个生日礼物好像蛮特别。
I said to God, this birthday gift is very
special. 牙齿断
了。My teeth be broken.
那我正在这个又想到说礼拜五要去退休会。
And I thought about going to retreat.
那天礼拜二哈。
That day was Tuesday.
那我想说，不管去退休会要去吃东西啊，或是要敬拜啊，要讲话、啊、都很。你知道，这牙齿、啊、断的时候是连这个 F 的音都发不出来。
You know when your teeth snap, it's hard to pronounce the word.
就是啊，唱梅会漏风的，漏风。
And it's wind would come out of your mouth.
所以我想要去退休会很麻烦的，就是说讲话、啊、吃饭啊，就心情我就很低落。
Just speak to eat is hard.
然后。这个我就坐在电脑上前面，我就突然有一个念头说
：So when I was sitting in front of a computer, a thought came to me.
哎，有没有人牙齿断掉会自己得医治的
？I thought, well, when your teeth snap, will suddenly come healed by itself.
所以我就在网站上 search 说这个broken tooth healing.
And I searched online broken tooth healing.
结果而且很多跳出又有医学的，又有刚开始看到医学的
I saw a lot of medical related.
有一个医生说20岁以上的牙齿断了就不会再好。
They would say that after past 20 years old, your teeth once it's broken, it's broken.
对，就人的牙齿的不会再长出来。
It will not grow back again.
所以我当时就很难过。
I felt very sad.
哎，可是我又突然想说，其实我是找要 healing， 我也没讲，我是讲是这个，我忘了写 healing， 我忘了写是要祷告 healing， 这个出来很多医生的，医生都医不好。
Yeah, I forgot to type in the word healing. That's just what I want, healing from God.
所以，可是那个网站最后下面又跳出一个网站了。
And there's the last link that the link
says. 叫做 Divine Healing.
Says Divine Healing.
所以我就想起来说，哦，这个网站，我就点进去看。
Then I clicked into this link.
那个网站第一句话就是说，耶稣是最大的牙医。
And Jesus is the greatest dentist.
其实我以前都是耶稣最大的医生啊。
We always say Jesus is the greatest.
我们常常其实我对我牙齿也没有信心的。
I didn't have any faith for.
我一看到有这个网站，就说很多人现在在这个全世界为了牙齿的问题啊祷告。
Lots of people pray for their teeth.
通常是为自己祷告。
Pray for their.
所以有很多见证是牙齿得医治。
Many had testimonies of their teeth.
有人牙齿得医治，没有牙齿又长出金牙来。
Yeah, some even had golden teeth grow out.
所以我说，哦，神的，金牙都长出来，我说断掉牙齿，你一定可以医治。
If people have golden teeth grow out, you can definitely heal my teeth.
因为我以前呢，其实很多感冒得医治。
Because I had my cold getting healed.
我的肋骨断掉也得医治。
My ribs gotten healed, broken ribs.
所以我就想说，神啊，这个，哎，医生说不能医治，可是这个网站说可以医治。
Doctor says this cannot be healed, but this site says it can be healed.
所以有了，如果说我好的话，就人家就确定是你做的。
If I got healed, people would know that it's you that healed me.
接下来三天，其实我很挣扎，心里面。
And the next few days, I felt very struggling.
我到底要不要去找牙医
？Should I go find a dentist?
可是我想去找牙医啊，因为我这个其实蛮小气的。我想到第一件事情就要花很多钱的。
The first thing I thought is I got to spend lots of money.
估计大概要5000块以上。
Maybe it's 5 grand.
第二个，看牙齿很讨厌的。
And I hate.
我这次看牙齿可能很严重，可能要植牙的。
Maybe they have to do a teeth implant.
所以我就在这边忍着不去看牙齿。
So I kept held out.
然后这个礼拜五我们就这个要去这个退休会。
So Friday we went to retreat.
我就突然想起这个一句经文。
I thought about this verse.
这个我们大家都很熟悉的，在以赛亚书第53章。
In Isaiah 53,
所以说，因他的刑罚我们得平安。
It's because of his punishments we got healed. We received peace.
因他的鞭伤我们得医治。
Because of his whipping we got healed.
因为他的鞭伤。
Because of him getting whipped.
不因为任何其他的事情。
It's not for any other thing.
不是因为我有多爱主。
It's not because of how much I love God.
也不是因为我他多特别爱我。
Or how much he loves me.
好像我有什么特别的。
It's like I'm special.
就是因为他的鞭伤。
But because of his scars.
所以我心里啊，其实神就用这句话来鼓励我。
God uses this verse to encourage me.
到了这个退休会以后。
In the retreat.
我心情还不好。
I felt very
down. 因为我去吃了第三饭呢、啊，就进去嚼一嚼就出来了。
I was trying to eat dinner, but I chewed on it and I left.
然后这个敬拜的时候，这个 Joseph 在带敬拜啊。
When Joseph was leading worship that night,
唱唱唱，我就跟着唱啊。
We were singing and I sing along.
已经不是很标准的在唱。
It's very
唱不出来。
It's not, yeah, I couldn't sing out.
然后最后有一句诗歌，有一句最后一句 ，Joseph 就重复了十几次。
This last verse that Joseph just kept repeating.
Joseph 唱说那首歌我记得叫 You Never Let Me Down。所以就有一首歌，不叫英文歌，最后就是 You Never Let Me Down.
That verse says You Never Let Me Down.
Joseph 不知道为什么就一直唱那句话。
I don't know why Joseph kept saying that.
所以我就跟着一直唱。
So and I sang along.
我说主啊，我这次为了牙齿祷告，就像我以前你医治我一样，你不会，我知道你不会 let me down.
I know just like how I pray for my ribs, you will not let me down for my teeth.
所以我那时候特别为了牙齿，好像这个医生说嘴巴张开一样这样。
It's like dentist looking at teeth.
把我的牙齿摊在神的面前来唱那个诗歌。
I open my mouth, my teeth to God.
就这样子，唱完以后我就坐下来。
And I sing this, and I sat down.
我们的讲员 David Bryan 就上台了。
And when David Bryan's speaker came on stage,
他还在自我介绍他这个什么时候回来啊，要什么时候走的时候。
When he was saying when he'll be here, when he'll leave.
突然了，这个就有几滴，四五滴，好像水一样滴在我头上。
It's like 4 or 5 drops of water suddenly dropped on me.
我就抬头一看，是不是漏水
？And I look at my head.
因为我想一定是屋顶在漏水。
I thought there's some leakage on the roof.
然后我就看，哎，这没有，这天花板都蛮好的。
And the ceiling looked fine to me.
可是这五滴水很特别。
This 5 drops of water was very special.
它不是说像水滴到你头上就湿湿的
It's not like it went on your head.
这每一滴水哦，滴到我头上以后，就会有一个脉冲 pulse 进到我的脖子里面。
It's like a pulse coming to my throat.
其实我当时不知道发生什么事情。
At that time, I did not know what happened.
然后那个 David 就开始讲道。
And David Bryan was preaching.
哎，我就发现我现在嘴巴动一动，牙齿竟然不痛了。
And I started moving my mouth and it stopped hurting.
没有多久，大概5分钟就不痛了。
Five minutes, it stopped hurting.
我在想说，这个其实我有些人做过见证，说神怎么医治人，就是从这个脑下垂体，然后进到你的这个受伤的地方。
How people got healed from your brain and through to the area that you're having pain.
正像我当时所经历的。
And that's exactly how I felt at that.
所以我就想说，我应该是神又医治我了。
I believe and I know that God healed me.
Let me down.
God did not let me down.
然后我就很高兴啊，我们敬拜啊，那天晚上啊，我就这个回到我们的寝室去。
Then we went to our bedroom.
我的老婆带一些橘子哈。
My wife gave me some oranges.
我就特别赶快吃几个橘子。
And I start eating some oranges.
看会咬橘子。
See if I can chew on the orange.
没有什么问题，真的可以。
And no problem at all.
真的很感谢主啊！
Thank God.
我说主啊，你真的是又医治我哈，没有让我失望。
You have not let me down.
接下来这个回去到退休会。还有接下来一周啊。
And one week after retreat.
虽然我牙齿不痛了。
My teeth stopped hurting.
可是好像那个牙齿像摇摇晃晃的。
But my teeth is wobbling.
可是我知道说神啊，既然医治了啊。
But I know that God, since God has healed me.
他就会完成。
He will finish it off.
所以真的是每天每天这牙齿就越坚固啊。
And slowly my teeth got harder and harder.
就可以到现在。大概一个月左右就开始正常的可以吃东西。
After a month, I can start eating normally.
所以我后来去这个纽泽西找朋友。
I went to New Jersey to find a friend.
那朋友每天准备一大堆吃的。
And they have prepared a lot of food for me.
我又可以很很享受的吃每一个食物。
I can really enjoy the food that they provide.
我也在他们那边那个小组里面分享这个见证。
And I was sharing this in their small group.
所以我真的是要跟这个弟兄姐妹啊。来分享。
So I want to share this with brothers and sisters.
我相信我们都知道说，主是赐我们生命气息的。
I know that God gives us breath.
不是说借着父母生你赐你生命气息。
It's not through your parents.
是现在。
It's right now.
我们的生命气息现在都是从他来。
Our breath, our life comes from him right now.
他如果说因他的鞭伤我们得医治。
And because of his scars, we are healed.
他马上在第二章以后又说。
And the chapter that follows,
我所说的话绝不突然返回。
Says is that everything my mouth goes forth will accomplish.
必要这个成就他所喜悦。
Will accomplish its work.
所以我们真的是说我们呢、啊，当你现在有很多的疾病，像我们现在有流感啊。
Like for example, we have flu going around.
有时候甚至连吃药都没有用。
Sometimes medicine will not help.
在你还是很软弱。像我这牙齿很痛的时候
，Maybe like you're weak, maybe you have pain in your teeth.
就来到神的面前。
Come before God.
不是因为我有多好。
Not because you're so good.
就只是因为我认识你，而且你有这句话是一个应许。
But because you're good, because you have this promise for me.
我就是要向他求。
I seek him.
直到他做成为止。
Until he finishes.
好让像耶稣说，为什么我们要经历这些呢？
Jesus, why do we have to go through all these?
可以，我们把荣耀归给他。
So that we can give him the glory.
好，谢谢。
Thank you.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace to you.
我现在为我自己还有我爸爸妈妈做一个见证。
I want to do a testimony for myself and my parents.
去年我爸爸妈妈移民来美国。
Last year, my parents immigrated to the U.S.
我非常的感恩，也很兴奋他们能来。
I'm very thankful and happy that they can come.
因为二十几年没有跟他住在一起了。
Because 20 plus years, I've not lived with them.
但也我很担忧的地方。
But also have my worries.
因为我的父母的相处模式。
Because the way my parents live.
是我和我弟弟妹妹最头痛的地方。
It's one of the headaches I have.
原因他们常常吵架。
They always fought with each other.
彼此冷暴力。
Very violent.
从小我就在他们之间常常做和事佬。
I had to always be the mediator between those two, them two.
我来美国二十几年了。
I came here 20 plus years.
他们还是一样的相处模式。
They live the same way.
只要吵架一次。
When they fought once.
要两个月不讲话。
They will not speak to each other for 2 months.
或者好了两天。
Or maybe they
又不开心了。
Once they made up to each other for
2 days. 又两个又不讲话。
They will stop when they got mad and they stopped talking again.
他们在中国的时候是分房间睡觉的。
In China, they lived in 2 separate rooms.
来了美国以后。
when they came to America,
我跟我爸爸妈妈说
I said to my parents,
我家里的房间不多
There's not enough rooms in my place.
你们只能睡一个房间
You guys can only sleep together in one room.
后来他第一天睡了一个房间
So they slept together in the same room.
第一天来美国哦
First day in America.
我第二天早上起来。
The second day I got up.
怎么看见我爸爸睡到客厅里
？My dad was sleeping in the living room.
哎，你们两个怎么第一天就吵架了
？Why first day you guys got in an argument?
他真的吵架了。
They really had a fight.
后来我就把他分房睡。
I separated them into different rooms.
他们的关系当中哦。
Their relationship.
就是。不是一天两天可以解决的。
You cannot resolve in one or two days.
二十几年的相处。
20 plus years.
随到来美国，断断续续。
Even they came to America.
好了，坏了，好了，坏了。
Sometimes they got back together. They fought.
后来我一直在他们中间做和事佬。
And I still was the mediator between them.
跟他讲一些很多的道理。
I told them a lot of theories.
我的思想有点传统。
My ideas is very traditional.
然后在教会这么久了。
And now in church for so long.
我觉得女人顺服丈夫很理所当然的。
The women submitting to their husband is very normal.
所以我妈每次很强势的时候。
When my mom got really strong.
所以我比较讲比较多关于怎么样来顺服丈夫。
I told her how to submit herself to her husband.
后来有一天我妈跟我讲。
Suddenly my mom said to me.
我觉得你很不公平。
You're very unfair.
我觉得你很偏袒你爸爸。
It's like you're protecting. You should always stand on your dad's side.
后来有一天，他因为跟我有点不开心。
So one day she was mad at me.
打电话给我的妹妹。
She called my sister.
我妹妹有一天问我，你是不是潜意识的对妈妈有一点看法
Do you have an unconscious bias towards your mom? My sister said.
后来我就把这句话记在心里，一直祷告。
And I remember this word, and I kept praying about this.
我就祷告说，神啊，到底他们讲的是对还是不对啊
？What are they right or wrong？
是不是我就是这样子
？Do I really? Am I really like this？
然后有一天我回到家里。
One day I came back home.
哎呀，我就感觉我的家里好像那种很冷漠的感觉。
I felt very cold in my family.
我一个一年进来，是不是他们两个又吵架了
？And I said to myself, did they fight again？
因为我从小就在这种氛围长大，所以特别敏感。
I grew up in this atmosphere, so I'm very sensitive to this.
所以我就有一天我就去问我妈妈，叫我妈妈吃饭。
And
then 就是那一天。
That day, I asked my mom to come out for dinner.
我妈不理我。
My mom ignored me.
我在叫妈妈吃饭啊。
Mom, come eat, I said.
她还是不理我。
She ignored me again.
哎，那个时候我情绪就出来了。
Then suddenly my emotion came out.
我赶紧跟我爸说，你们两个自己吃，我要安静一下。
I said to my parents, you guys go eat. I need to be alone by myself.
当我自己跑到另外一个房间的时候。
When I went to the other room myself.
我坐在那里。
I sat there.
我就说神啊。
I said to God.
我就感觉上帝在抱着我。
God, I felt God hugging me.
我突然觉得我好委屈。
I suddenly felt I was wronged.
我怎么从小就在父母之间做和事佬
？I've been the mediator since growing up.
所以我就觉得好像跟神好像也没有讲什么。
And I didn't say much to God.
但是上帝都知道。
But God knows.
所以我一直流泪，流泪，流泪。
So I kept shedding tears.
哎呀，就这样子，神把我抱在一起，好像跟神抱在一起那种感觉。
It's like God hugging me close tightly.
有一些话好像跟别人不能讲。
And there's some words I couldn't say to other people.
但是我跟神不需要讲。
I don't even need to say this to God.
他都知道。
But He knows that anyway.
哎，我就这样子哈，我好像得了医治。
And it's like this, I got healed.
我整个心里好像那种不舒服全部都没了。
All the discomfort I had went away.
然后我就好像我妈妈，然后呢，还是继续吵。
My mom and my dad kept fighting.
我也没什么感觉了。
And I didn't feel bad.
然后我发觉我就开始可以为他祷告了。
And I started to pray for them.
但今年三月份的时候。
And this year March.
我们啊那个什么教会里面都有禁食祷告。
We had a fasting and praying.
当我禁食祷告的时候，我就每一次啊就都会去看禁食祷告的经文。
When I fast and pray, I would go read the Bible.
那关于禁食祷告的哈，就是说诗篇那个以赛亚书五十八章哈。
Isaiah 58 says.
上帝说：“我所拣选的禁食。
”The fast I have chosen.
不是要松开凶恶的神。
isn't to release the bondage.
解下轭上的锁。
To release the bondage that we have.
使被欺压的得自由。
For those who are oppressed to be free.
折断一切的轭吗？
To break the yoke.
不是要把你的饼分给饥饿的人。
To give your bread to others who are in need.
顾惜自己的骨肉而不掩藏吗？我就读了。
Okay.
我觉得他们就这些就是一直在读读读读，就是说意思就叫我们要对一些需要的人痛苦的人发怜悯，不能指责他。但是他们那个特别是在那个五十八章十二节的时候，他就一直抓住我，就是那些出于你的必修造已久荒废之处，你要建立拆毁累代的根基，你必称为补破口的和重修路径与人居住的。这句话那时候就是一直抓住的我，我就觉得我的父母的感情就非常的荒凉。
That time after reading this verse, at that time I felt that my parents' relationship were very cold.
他们的婚姻真的是一种好像非常的冷漠这样子。
Their marriage is very cold.
所以那时候我就一直抓住这段经文，我就是为他婚姻祷告。
I kept grabbing onto the verse I read in Isaiah, and I kept praying for them.
为夫妻的关系祷告。
To pray for their relationship.
我记得是在旧的我们还没搬到那一边的早岛的地方。
I know that we were still over there praying.
我在祷告中，神看到让我看到一个异象。
God let me see a vision when I was praying.
很多对的婚姻好像都和睦起来。
Very couples cannot be healed.
我就看到一对、两对、三对这样子，好像夫妻就感情就好起来、好起来这样子。
Oh, I saw many couples. The relationship got healed. One couple after the other.
过几天以后
after a few days,
我感觉我的爸爸妈妈和好了。
Suddenly, my parents got back together.
这是好的时间比较久。
It took a long time.
很久。
Took a very long time.
然后他们那个时候呢，好像呢好的时候感情变成很好了，很奇妙。
Suddenly the relationship got so much better.
哇，好像跟帕托一样的那种感情哎。
It's like they were back dating.
这是从来都没有过的那种哎。
It's like the relationship.
然后我们家里就是有一个阳台。
We have a backyard.
他每天晚上两个人饭吃好以后，就在阳台里面 talk 讲话。
So they were talking on the deck after dinner.
就是今年不是我有去巴哈马吗？
This year I went to Bahama, right?
我看见牧师师母在我前面走。
I saw pastors walking before me.
他们手拉手。
They were holding hands.
我就从后面把他拍了一张照片。
And I took pictures of them.
那时候就很羡慕我，如果我爸爸妈妈能这样子多好啊。
I said to myself, if my parents were like them, how good that would be.
所以我看见我爸爸妈妈感情好的时候。
So when I saw my parents,
我就把这张照片给他看。
I gave them this picture.
我说你们两个如果去逛街什么也要手拉手。
When you guys go shopping, you guys need to hold hands.
我跟你讲，这辈子他在中国没有手拉手走过路。
They never held hands together in China.
后来在我们社区走路的时候，他就开始手拉手。
When they're walking the community, they actually held hands and walk together.
他有一天跑回来跟我讲。
And one day they said to me.
你爸爸今天帮我手拉手走路。
Your dad was holding my hand.
然后被新生的女儿看到了。
I was saw by thought my
我赶紧
新生 daughter.
我赶紧手拿开。
So I immediately put my hands away.
我说你为什么手要拿开？这很正常啊。
That's very normal, holding hands.
我觉得很感谢神。
I thank God.
神垂听祷告。
God hear my prayer.
他也真的来修造那个荒废已久的之地。
He has fixed all those places that have been wilderness.
我们的神是和平的神。
God is the God of peace.
希望他所有的儿女都活在和平里。
They want his children to live in peace.
我打电话说，我妈妈，我爸爸，我要为你做见证，你要好好的啊。
You guys have to. I'm going to testify for you. You guys have to be good. Keep up the good work.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我能站在这里为神的信实做见证。
Thank God, I can testify for His faithfulness.
首先呢，我要感谢大家为我爸爸的祷告。
Thank you, everyone, for praying for my dad.
也谢谢我们教会的那个代祷团队为我爸爸的祷告。
Thank you for the intercessors praying for my dad.
神在圣经里面说。
God says this in the Bible.
天地要废去。
Even though the heavens and earth will roll away.
我的话却不能飞去。
But my words will not pass.
包括在苦难中的应许。
Even those promises in times of need.
他就是这样行吟幽谷陪着我走过来的。
Through the valley of death, he walked with me.
今年的五月底。
This year, end of May.
我爸爸跟他的孙子一起回中国。
My dad and his grandson went to China.
每次我在祷告中想到我爸的时候，
Every time in my prayer when I think of my dad,
我总觉得有事要发生，我的心很不平安。
And I felt very, no, I don't have peace. I felt like something will happen.
所以我一直为他祷告。
And I kept praying for him.
然后他回去没有几天，
And after a few days he was back.
我妈妈就打电话跟我说，
My mom called me and said,
我爸的绿卡不见了。
My dad's green card is gone.
然后我就跟他讲，你都找，他告诉我都找过了。
And he searched everywhere.
然后我说没关系，你打给旅行社，只要在两个月之前把绿卡办下来就没关系，需要什么材料。
Call the travel agencies. We can replace the green card in 2 months.
然后最后一次我就跟他讲，我去祷告。
And I go pray.
当时的时候，他打给我的时候，我还在读经。
When he called me, I was still reading my Bible.
撒母耳记上第十二章十六节跳出来。
First Samuel it popped up and says.
现在你们要站着，耶和华在你们眼前将要施行大事。
Watch, your Lord will do great things before you.
我有感动呢，拿这句话为我爸爸的绿卡来宣告，来祷告。
And I use this verse to pray for my dad, to pray for his green card.
两天后，我妈就打给我说，绿卡找到了。
Two days later, my mom says, "Oh, we found your dad's green card."
我就跟他说我知道，因为我的神已经告诉我了，他已经讲了。
Because my God said this to me.
我妈妈就说，哎，你这孩子怎么这样，都没看到你紧张过。
My mom said to me, why are you not nervous?
六月中的时候呢，我爸就去看医生。
Mid-June, my dad went to see the doctor.
因为他的左手很凉，然后会麻。
His left hand felt numb and cold.
但是他去看医生的时候呢，医生帮他做每一个指标都是正常的，没有问题。
And we did all kinds of tests on his hand, but it all went normal.
然后我爸爸就自己跟医生说，他有血管瘤。
My dad said to the doctor, I have a tumor in my blood vein.
医生一听到这个就马上帮他做更深度的检查。
We immediately the doctor did a deeper test.
才发现他是动脉瘤，有六厘米。有六厘米大的瘤在里面。
He has a 6 millimeter of tumor in his blood vein.
这个瘤呢，随时都会爆炸。
And this tumor could explode in any time.
一爆炸，人就没有了。
Once this explodes, he'll die.
当场医生就把他扣下来，不让他回家。
And immediately he was had to stay in the hospital.
然后我妈妈跟我妹妹呢，第二天就回去了。
My mom and my sister went back immediately.
当时我在加拿大。
At that time I was in Canada.
我就跟我他回去以后，我妹就跟我就在微信里面为我爸爸祷告。
My sister prayed for my dad.
我当时因为我爸爸祷告的时候，就有经文列王记下第十九章第一节已经来。
A verse came to me, Second Kings.
西西家王听见了，就把自己的衣服撕裂，披上麻衣，来到耶和华的殿。
King Hezekiah ripped his clothes and came before the temple of God.
然后这个经文就成了我一个祷告的方向。
This became a direction of how I pray.
6月29号中国的时间，我爸爸早上9点做手术。
In June, my dad has to do this operation in China.
我人在加拿大跟秀英两个人呢，我们发言祷告两个多小时。
We prayed in tongues for 2 hours in Canada.
可是当时的时候没有祷告通。
We have it's like our prayers are not getting heard.
然后我爸爸做完手术以后呢
？My dad after his operation.
两天都没有醒过来。
Two days he was in a coma.
我妹就打电话跟我说。
My sister called me.
医生说我爸爸要是再不醒来的话，就变成植物人了。
If my dad doesn't wake up in the third day, he will become a plant person.
我那时候很绝望，很无助。
I felt very hopeless.
我就跟他说我去祷告。
I said to go pray.
我就拉着电话去了衣柜。
And I took my phone and went to my closet.
我就关在里面。
I close the closet.
我拿着一首歌。
I use one song.
我从他从高处伸手。这首歌。
He reached down his hands.
急难的时候呼求耶和华，他从殿中听了我的祷告。
In times of trouble, he heard your prayer.
我就在里面祷告，到七月二号的时候。
I kept praying until July 2nd.
中午一点多。
Around lunchtime,
我看到了一个异象。
I saw a vision.
我看到我爸爸很有喜乐的，拿着他的右手跟我招手。
I saw my dad waving his right hand joyfully at me.
我就知道成了。
I know that this has been done.
然后我就跟我妹打，我就早上的时候我就跟我妹打电话。
And I know that I called my sister.
我就跟我妹说，老爸没事了。
I said to my sister that our dad will be fine.
当时的我家里哦，我妈妈很无助。
My mom felt very hopeless.
每一天都叫我弟媳妇回家烧香拜佛。
To tell my sister-in-law to keep praying to Buddha.
然后呢，我那时候的时候，他坐在那个凳子上，就守着我爸爸的病床。
He was sitting right next to my dad's bed and kept watching him.
我爸他人在 ICU， 他的病房是空的，病床是空的。
He was in ICU. There's no one sitting on the bed.
然后我妹妹拍了拍他的后背。
My sister kept touching his back.
告诉他说，老姐说老爸醒了。
My sister said that Dad is awake.
我妈妈很不幸的看着。
My mom with unbelieving eyes.
再过一会儿，医生护士就进来跟他说。我爸醒了。
And suddenly the nurse came and says, "My dad has awake, is awake."
然后从这件事情上面
，from this thing，
我妈妈就知道我的神是个会听、会讲话的神。
That my our God, the God that I serve, is a God who speaks.
因为这是我常常跟他说的，我的神是会讲话的。
I kept telling him, "My God can speak."
然后从这里面以后呢，他就慢慢的跟着我决志祷告。
And she prayed the sinner's prayer with me.
也不拜神了。
And don't worship other gods.
然后他就，我就按着我教他的，他为我爸爸去祷告了。
And I asked her to pray for my dad.
然后从我爸爸的这件事情上，我也学到了。
And from this thing happened to my dad, I learned.
祷告真的要祷告，天为我开了。
You need to pray until the heavens open up.
等候要等到神为我说话了，他做事了。
要 wait until God speaks to you.
要有雅各那种。神啊，你不把我这个祝福给我的话，我不放你走的那个决心。
You have the tenacity like Jacob. I will not let you go until you bless me.
而我的父母也因为他这个苦难的，他也回转到神的面前。
And it's because of this thing that happened, my parents turned back to God.
所以真的是万事互相效力，那爱神的得益处。
And so all things work together for the good of His people that love Him.
谢谢主，这是我的见证。
Thank you. This is my testimony.
感谢主，我们弟兄姐妹的见证都让我们看到，今天我们在这边庆祝的是一位又真又活的神，他绝对不是基督教里面的一个人物，他是今天活在我们中间，他是真实的。虽然现在时间很晚，但是我要给大家一点回应的时间。如果你的心里面在想念着什么事情，你的心里面挂虑着什么人，上帝在听你的祷告，他会对你说话，而且当他回答的时候，他会超过我们所求所想。我知道令还有 Helen 为他们的父母祷告了多久，觉得都不可能，爸爸妈妈从来不给他们的信仰一个好脸色，但是在这个环境里面，圣灵帮助他们认识爱他们的神。我们用这首诗歌来回应，请大家起立。如果你需要祷告的，你需要说，我也要这个神听我的祷告，我也要这个神帮助我，欢迎你到前面来，我们的同工会跟你一起祷告，我们的信心加在一起， 让我们能够触摸到神回答我们。
轻轻地，我要轻轻地，我要侧耳听我主声音。轻轻地，他在轻轻地，我的牧人认得我声音。你是大牧者，生命的主宰，我一生只听随主声音。你是大牧者，生命里主宰，我的牧人认得我声音。轻轻听，我要轻轻听，我要侧耳听我主声音。轻轻听，他在轻轻听，我的牧人认得我声音。你知道牧者，生命的主宰，我一生只听随主声音。你知道牧者，生命的主宰，我的牧人认得我声音。
刚才我们的见证我们都听到，并不是信主以后就没有问题没有困难，但是我们有神，全能的神，他帮助我们。我们看到燕珍这么多年在他的精神疾病里面一直在挣扎，直到神来解开他的捆锁。我们有一位牧者，他在牧养我们，无论我们碰到什么困难，他是又真又活，愿意帮助我们，等候帮助我们的神。向他祷告，敞开你的心，告诉他你的困难，告诉他你的需要，他会来到你的生活里面，他会回答你。
轻轻听，我要轻轻听，我要侧耳听我主声音。轻轻听，他在轻轻听，我的牧人认得我声音。你是大牧者，生命的主宰，我一生只听随主声音。你是大牧者，生命的主宰，我的牧人认得我声音。你是大牧者，生命的主宰，我一生只听随主声音。你是大牧者，生命的主宰，我的牧人认得我声音。你是大牧者，生命的主宰，我一生只听随主声音。你是大牧者，生命的主宰，我的牧人
着我生命，轻轻地，我要轻轻地，我要侧耳听我主声音，轻轻地，他在轻轻地，我的牧人认得我声音。
主，我们感谢你，你是我们的牧者。即使我们放手，你都不会放手，你应许一生引导我们。你告诉我们，你会引导我们直到死时。主，我们感谢你，哪一位神像你这么真实。主啊，在我们弟兄姐妹的生活里面，你这么真实。有一些痛苦是我们没有办法，也不知道怎么样跟别人分享的，但是主，你什么都知道，你教我们怎么祷告，你也回应我们的祷告。主，我们感谢你，我们真的感谢你。在2019年还没有解决的问题，我们知道2020年你还在这里，你会帮助我们。主，我们虽然不知道前面的道路如何，但是我们知道你会与我们同行。主，我们感谢你，谢谢你为我们生到这个世界上来，谢谢你让我们在我们还不认识你的时候，你感动我们，你帮助我们，使我们能够走到你的身边。谢谢你在我们下沉的时候来鼓励我们，谢谢你在我们觉得好像事情没有办法可想的时候，当我们转向你，你把盼望放在我们的里面，使我们能够再过下去。谢谢你，很多事情你已经为我们解决了。谢谢你，在我们今天沉迷在你面前的事还有人，主，你必是信实到底的。谢谢你，谢谢你在2020年要结束的时候，我们有更多的见证要分享出来，这是必然的。谢谢你一直活在我们的生活里面，谢谢你，谢谢你是赐平安、赐下医治这么奇妙的神。谢谢主，我们对主说，因你受的鞭伤，今天早晨在这里身体有疾病有痛苦的人要得医治，因你为我们受的刑罚，今天在这里的每一位我们要得着在基督里的平安。主，我们谢谢你，你是好神，我们庆祝你为我们来到这个世界上，而且我们庆祝你今天还活在我们的生活里。奉耶稣基督的名，我们感恩，阿们，阿们。我们今天聚会就到这里结束，欢迎大家一起留下来吃午餐，神祝福每一位。